think we asked them about parcelization. They said, I thought they said no. They didn't split them out. But I could be wrong. Sorry, I don't want to hold a committee. No, I just want to raise a concern that needs to be looked into.
Okay, I want to point out the, now the other, just before I do that, the rest of the sections basically deal with the revenue.
These are amendments we've already adopted, I think.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
Seven, eight are gone.
Took out several sections that we had adopted in earlier.
Oh, you did?
We deleted the.
The farmer's panel.
Panel.
Farmer's standing, EFU zones.
Well, you eliminate all the things that are off.
We took those out, all the.
Okay. All right.
You got a non-awful bill.
You got a non-awful bill. Has a bad name. I'll tell you that, still. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Dave.
Yeah. You want to move these amendments in concept?
What I'd like to know is find out, I realize you're doing it as a courtesy, and I appreciate that. I want to find out the other two members here, if there's any portions of those they don't want to move.
That lot of record, I think you're on some shallow ground, but you're going to engross this bill. You're going to amend it and engross it, give us a chance to look at it in whole, and I think you got some problems with that lot of record, but I think as a question.
The last part we were just talking about?
I really think that needs to be thought out a little more, and I don't have any objections to amending the bill and engrossing and bringing it back. I think you could have some problems, particularly with public facilities, but frankly, I think it'd be better to get at least in print what you want to do in kind, and we can further work it over. Senator Cohen, a couple of questions I think are legitimate there, but it's a little hard to follow the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't have it. I would have reservations, Mr. Chairman, I guess I would. The fact that we're going to have a few more days to kind of thrash around to make sure that we check out what's real and what the real impact is, I think I voiced the two areas that I want to make double sure what the implications are when we start tinkering with lots of record. And that's my concern about it. I think that the bill, otherwise, as far as I can see, is a major improvement to the concerns that I've
Mr. Chairman,
sir.
Is there any reason this shouldn't have the emergency clause on it? The reason I raise the question, one of our county commissioners has mentioned, and we're very close to acknowledgement in Klamath County now, that this might be a useful tool or an option for some of the problems they're going through right now. And like I say,
I think that's a good question. I think the reason it doesn't is because of some of the changes in the revenue provisions, and they were trying to phase those in. But I think that
you change your
could this be reviewed so that with that idea in mind that maybe portions of this would be helpful right now. And the other thing I'd request I'd like to ask the director of the Department of Agriculture to review this in terms, particularly in terms of the income questions, and just as someone I think who has a pretty good grasp of what's going on in Oregon agriculture, and maybe he could appear before the committee if he's had a chance to review the bill.
Be fine. Mr. Benner, do you have?
Senator Kitzhaber, in response to Senator Hurd's thinking about Klamath County using the marginal lands portion of the bill now, back on page four, subsection 3 there on line 12, when the bill was written, this language was put in to make it expressly applicable only after acknowledgement of plans. And the thinking behind it at that time was the Agriculture for Oregon didn't want to propose anything that would interfere with the acknowledgement process. However, if in some counties, perhaps like Klamath, it would have the effect, if it passed and were effective with an emergency clause, if it might help Klamath County get its plan acknowledged, I don't see any reason not to change subsection 3 to allow that possibility.
Mr. Chairman, the only
there
concern...
There might be other counties, too.
In other words, if you change this language, you're telling counties they can use it if they want to. They don't have to if they choose not to.
Yeah.
Prior to acknowledging.
Yeah, just strictly as an option. That's all.
Senator Day?
Well, the only problem you have, I think, Senator Hurd, is if you change the tax deferral, there is some concern raised that who may or may not be eligible for it. They might have a hard time, you know, making that
well,
avail.
Well, yeah, it's something we don't want to just... ghost walking into, but I'd like to have all of that reviewed by
sure.
someone's appropriate and see what we would do if we made this available to them.
Because I worry about taking deferral away from some mm-hmm. people that maybe in good faith thought they were complying, they changed their system. I think that's one of the reasons you're finding it applicable after acknowledgement, because at least you've got your rules established. But Mr. Chairman, if you're ready, I'm going to move these amendments.
The motion is to adopt these amendments and then have
the bill engrossed.
The bill be engrossed with the amendments from that we made also last week.
That's right.
As well as these.
Yeah.
Now, okay, is there objection to that? Okay, so
and we'll bring it back, then we'll have it, yeah.
Senator Starkovich has one amendment he'd like to.
Yeah, just briefly, you know, we've heard some things on the LISA system, and this would be a directive to the Joint Interim Committee on Land Use to study the LISA system and make recommendations to the Assembly on its applicability. I don't know that it should necessarily be restricted to the marginal lands category, however, for placing lands in appropriate land use categories or whatever the language should be there. But.
Well, I think what you really want to try and offer a suggestion, I think it would be outside the urbanization area or outside the urban growth boundaries. A comprehensive plan is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You would apply it.
Yeah.
I think you would.
That's right. And I don't...
Well, is your objective to put this in the major bills we have to instruct the Land Use Committee? Is that part of your...
I don't know if this is the right bill or if...
We have a bunch of them. Most of them, the relating to clauses are limited, and I'd have to look and see.
We could pick a bill that could stand a better chance of success, so you would have a chance to...
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Senator Stryver's going to wait.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all we got today?
That's all we got today.
Super.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it?
It's over?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
brother.
Happy birthday. Even 5 cheese sandwiches later, at least we'll play the cookies.
Okay.
Nice.
John, is there a reason not to invite cookies?
Yeah, Todd, thank you for your weekend of work. Will you check and let me know what today's
Steve,
get
that
on 2295 and have, I think you're going to apply that if you talk to soil conservation to lands outside the growth boundary.
Yeah, you can study. Can we have something that...
And you want to apply it not only to agricultural but to forest lands. Okay.
You said something
good thoughts. If I don't see them all, so what? Come on.
We'll think good thoughts. Yes, yes. We'll think good thoughts.
Great. Get out of here. Fine.
Dinner scheduled conference tomorrow.
Dancing.
Yeah.